When school came to an abrupt halt about 10 days ago, many area teachers faced a basic question. What do I do now? Keystone Crossroads' Avi Wolfman-Aaron tells us about the creative ways teachers are trying to keep the learning alive.
If there is such a thing as teacher's intuition, Keziah Ridgway definitely has it. Ridgway teaches African American history at Northeast High School in Philly. And just before schools closed in the city, she made a prophetic post on Facebook.
Just basically saying, if schools are closed indefinitely, I will provide free African American history lessons to any student in the city.
Did she know at that point how she was going to provide this free class?
No, not at all.
But she dug around, brushed up on her tech skills, and by Monday, she was video conferencing live.
Okay, so this is the good stuff. So keep on with me. I would say the union.
The class meets four times a week for about an hour. And on a typical day, between 40 and 60 students log on for an enthusiastic lecture by Ms. Ridgway.
Yes, yes, yes. And since you mentioned border,
it's not mandated. Students don't get credit. There are no grades. And of course, there are technical mishaps from time to time.
Oh, shucks. Okay, can you try to unmute yourself now?
But even with the occasional glitch, it feels like class. And the students keep coming. Students like 16-year-old Irma Forien.
Not going to school, like, it sounds like the best thing, but really, for the past few days, it's been, like, really boring.
In this class, Irma has met kids from other schools around the city who've logged on. They learned about the Civil War and kept some sense of academic normalcy. Again, Keziah Ridgway.
When we are educating, we are also doing so much more than that, and it's so important that our students see that we really care about them and that we're invested in their future. And one way that you do that is by showing up.
A lot of teachers feel like their immediate role right now is to use technology just to remain present. Leslie Greenberg teaches 7th and 8th grade English at McCall School in Center City, Philadelphia.
Academics are like the least of it, you know?
The thing that really eats at her is the thought that some of her kids must feel so alone right now. She just wants to connect.
I mean, I think it's very valuable. I'm sorry. Definitely worried about some of my students.
Greenberg decided to gather videos of her, other teachers, and even parents reading the first 5 minutes of a favorite book.
Chapter 1, Peter Nimble's First 10 Years.
She's posting the videos one day at a time.
Maybe it'll do nothing. You know, maybe it's they don't have to watch it. There's no assignment attached or anything.
But she hopes it will inspire her kids to read the book, or at the very least let them know someone out there is thinking of them. Music teacher Julius Brown hopes his videos are doing the same thing.
Feel the beat?
Brown works at Kipp Philadelphia Elementary Academy in North Philly. At noon every day, he grabs his guitar and does a live lesson on Facebook for anyone that wants to join. At his side is his son-turned-teaching assistant.
Major tonality, major tonality.
For Brown and lots of other teachers, treating this break as a vacation never felt like an option.
You know, a lot of people talk about work-life balance as a teacher, and I'm like, my work is my life.
I asked Brown if it was also helpful for him to keep teaching.
Yeah, I wouldn't use the word helpful right now. I would use the word essential.
Lots of teachers say they need the routine as much as their kids do. They need to know that their students are on the other end of that virtual classroom or that post or that video.
Who's singing at home? Said who's singing at home? Said who is singing at home?
Who was singing at home with me? I hope you all were. Hopefully I'll see you tomorrow at noon. Lots of love. Bye-bye.
See you tomorrow. All of a sudden, those three little words matter a lot. Avi Wolfman-Arendt, Keystone Crossroads.